Yeah, no, I'll take closer than the finger. Yeah. You know, I didn't think the star headline's bad. It says prices edge up despite freeze. What the hell? It's sort of negative in a sense, but the story is not that bad. No. The main thing is that we've got to get all of our people, and it's hard to go at all the time. The only cheerleader we got from Kevin is Conlon. But Romney ought to, he can lead a few cheers. Romney and Volpe are both optimistic types and fighter types. And I think that they need to sort of buck up and tell us that are, you know, less, well, effervescent. Everybody ought to just be up. Actually, this is working. It's working. The country feels better, but our people have got it, just have it written all over their faces when they go out. I just hope they are. I know you're not, but I meant are they. Yeah. Well, the thing is that on that man, though, I wonder if we can't find, this is a long time, why not take a fellow like Herb Stein? As you know, there are 19 out of those 21 are Jewish. Take a Stein and put him over there and throw more out. I don't know, I just don't know, but I really think you need a tough fellow that can handle those goddamn people. Yeah. Basically, Whig, spineless, son of a bitch, who's left him right over, isn't he? Do you agree or not? That's right. Well, can't you talk to Arthur about it? Maybe it's said, no, Arthur, we're getting screwed. Well, no, Arthur, he doesn't want the figures to be good. Well, he would now. Yeah. Because he's the one that advocated all this stuff. Sure. They're competing, they're running ads, they're having sales. I don't think these people are reflecting it. Look, they've got a lot of goddamn pipsqueak bureaucrats all around. And boy, we've got to fight these people right to the death. Let me tell you, I want to be sure that Schultz knows that I expect a real son of a bitch to be in that job. I don't want some weak one. But you know how George is. He's always interested who's the best man. The hell with the best man. I want the toughest man. I don't tell you a good man, Weinberger, that kind of a guy. Yeah. I know. Well, you can't move him over there, of course. Right. Well, the thing that I was thinking is on the employment figures. I'd like to go over those figures. Where there are states, where our state figures are, I'd like to break out the federal figures. And let's get let's get 10 or 15 columns on that. Now, we and a few speeches made. You know, that people say, by God, business is better than that, and what the hell's the matter with the BLS? And attack us. See, let them attack us for it. See? Well, why don't we do that? Well, right. I really can take New York. New York comes down to 5.6. Now, if New York is 5.6, Chuck, the national average has got to be 5.5, because New York's a little worse than the national average. Because New York, California will be above New York, but not much. It'll be maybe 5.9. But the South is all less than 4. Yeah. And Texas. Yeah. The Midwest is, Illinois not bad, Ohio's not bad. Yeah. So, and yet you go to Illinois and they say, gee, things are bad. The reason is they hear it from this goddamn media and our figures. Right. I gotta give Goldstein that. Is he unhappy? Yeah. It's promotion. Promote him a little. Give him a little more money. You mean he thinks he was doing us in and expecting it? He's damn smart. Of course. So now, goddammit, put him out, give him a good job. But for God's sakes, what is more, just an old, I imagine an old maid accountant type, right? Yeah, I know. God damn it, why we took it to Margaret, I don't know about our Jews. Smart young Jews. Which, you know, I didn't curse that, naturally don't check the religion unless you gave me the politics, but I found that 19 out of the 21 are Jews. The whole goddamn thing, Goldstein brought them in. So what the hell do you think they're going to do to us but kill us? That's right. Now, that doesn't mean they're all disloyal and they're all dishonest, but Jesus, it does mean that somebody that leads them can just kill us. And this is the most important thing we can do. I mean, they talk about the appointment of Secretary of Agriculture and Commerce. It doesn't mean anything. Nothing compared to these monthly figures. And poor old George doesn't understand this, or does he? Does he understand these figures kill us every month if they're bad? Shaken? Hodgson is a weak man. He's a nice man, but rather weak. But George is a strong man. Now, George ought to understand this and say, God damn it, we're not going to be screwed. You know?
We know somebody's lying.
some of our people are getting so goddamn naive, they say, oh, we can't talk about the good figures because next month might be bad. The hell with it. Talk about every good month and ignore every bad month. That's what they do. That's right. But when it's good, just get the hell out of it. Romney's a good man. He's a decent fellow. And his wife is. Really? Yeah. Oh, sure. I'm glad I had him at the auto thing yesterday. We stood in line, shook hands together. Well, he's heard it. Damn it, he's fighting for us. Feel good, do they? They think things are going well? Oh, sure, it's sad. In my God, Rock, you have 2,200,000 starts. It's unbelievable. Give it to him. Give it to him. Tell him. I think he did it. Right. But Stans, of course, he doesn't have any charisma, but he's really a loyal fellow. All with us, all the way. He'll just kick the hell out of him. Is he for it or not? How's he feel? Yeah. We're going to get through there. You see, in ways and means, they're going to not give us what we want. They're going to give us 7% across the board, which is fine. They're going to give us more on one thing that we want, less than the rest. But we're going to get it through. That's right. What do you think of these figures that you're talking about, these? All right. Because he's a good fighter, we must keep him. Well, you don't have to keep him up because he's different from so many of our others. He never gets down. He always says, well, what the hell? And there you go, when they cave in on the right and they cave in on the left, we attack in the center. Okay, well now you just keep everybody charged up, you know, all the way. Don't let them, no reason to be down. And the main reason is it's working. I have a real confidence that this is what the economy moved up, for Christ's sake. It's moved up in the first quarter, it's moved up in the second quarter, it's moved up in the third quarter. I mean, if it were where the Democrats were in, they would be, you know, that's right. And it's moving up without war. If you've taken 2.5 million people out of the armed services, and put that to them every time you can. Better to have people working for peace and peace than to have our prosperity go on killing men in Vietnam. I kick the hell out of them on it. They hate to hear it, but put it out there. Where was that? Right. Good. Yeah. Right. Okay.